Andrew and Lindsay, you host the Batch Report in the USA. You also recap Bachelor Australia, Bachelorette Australia, Bachelor in Paradise 2. And happy holidays to you.
It's a great track.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to your second dose of your double dose of Batch Report this week.
Double dose.
Yeah, so we are catching you up on all things going on Joey's season of The Bachelor. We're going to kick this episode off with hometowns.
Yeah.
So first up, let's talk about Kelsey.
Okay.
Her hometown was in New Orleans, and I actually found this entire hometown to be very uninteresting.
Why is that?
I just feel like it's very obvious that Kelsey's kind of like his fallback, where she'll be like, oh, I'm falling in love with you. Like, she has said like multiple times now that she's either falling in love with him or in love with him. And he's like kind of reciprocates that. But I feel like he looks at her and goes, oh, you're pretty. Oh, you're like nice to be around. But like, I feel absolutely no passion between the two of them.
Yeah.
But I feel like if his first place person was to leave or something, he'd be like, Kelsey is a safe choice.
I feel like I can very easily tell who he's like leaning toward.
Well, kind of, which we'll get to a little bit later in this episode. So we can also talk about Rachel, which I actually really enjoyed her hometown date. She was like super family oriented. She had a whole bunch of family there, and they had a like roasted pig. Because I know that that's a big thing in a lot of cultures. She's part Hawaiian, part Filipino.
Yeah.
I think part something else as well. And I know we have family from China, and they do the roasted pig as well as like a part of their culture. And it's always like a fun thing at parties because they like cook those pigs underground for like a whole day or two usually.
Oh, yeah.
And then they were like playing a bunch of games. They were playing cornhole. Like, her nephew was there. And like, there were a bunch of family that Joey was getting to meet and interact with.
Well, what did Kelsey do on her date with Joey?
On her hometown?
Yeah.
It was so unmemorable. I don't remember.
Okay.
I was like, it was New Orleans. I remember them going around town. I think they went for a walk.
Yeah.
It was just so like, I found her hometown to just be so uninteresting that it was hard to even like pay attention because I was like, okay.
I really like Rachel's families.
Yeah, me too. And like, he was definitely very like game for doing everything that they wanted, like they offered. And my one issue with him and Rachel is I feel like they're almost like too much of friends. Like, they're like, we're best friends. And like, not that you don't want your partner to be your best friend or anything, but I don't know if I feel like the romantic spark between them either.
I actually feel like they're not really that close of friends by any means, but I do feel like it's very like high school romance.
They're like goofy, fun, like,
where they're just like not too deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So next up, let's talk about Daisy. She grew up on a Christmas tree farm. So they do like a whole Christmassy thing where they have Santa and they're painting ornaments and they're making wishes and putting them on the tree. And I was like, this is a cute hometown. I really liked that. And while they were there, like, you got to meet a bunch of Daisy's family. And then she asked her brother a question and he responded. And she was like, that's the first time that your voice has actually sounded like your voice since she got her cochlear implant.
Yeah.
Because she had mentioned a few episodes ago that like sometimes people's voices still don't sound quite right. So Joey was like, oh, it was like a really special moment to get to be there when she like heard her brother's voice clearly for the first time.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is sweet. I still think it's weird that Joey like didn't realize she was deaf or had a cochlear implant for several dates. Hmm. Like, until they did the one-on-one date. I'm like, so she got...
She doesn't really seem that impacted by it, honestly.
Well, she lost her hearing, what was it, only a year or two ago. So, like, that's probably a huge change to go from being someone who was able to hear their entire life and then as a college student losing your hearing completely.
Yeah.
That's, like, it's pretty rough. Which, she is the most followed person from this season still on social media. And I think that this is his front runner right now.
I could see that. I think that too.
But she is the most apprehensive out of all of the girls and keeps saying, oh, well, like, we haven't spent that much time together. Like, I really like you and I want to see this blossom into something, but.
Whereas, like, Kelsey said she loved him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Daisy's like, yeah, like, I like where this is going, but, like, Daisy's not ready for an engagement.
Yeah.
Like, no way. Which, they keep teasing that the end of this season will be different than all the rest. And it looks like he gets stood up completely at the end, but I feel like they always edit it to make it look more dramatic.
I pretty much doubt that it'll be that, which you said.
Yeah. Like, I am sure someone will show up. I don't see Kelsey not showing up in the end.
I don't see that either.
So last hometown was Maria, and her dad just looked like a rock star. Like, straight up like Gene Simmons.
Also, her dad just seemed like she was unsure of Joey, but he didn't want to say it because he didn't want to be, like, portrayed in that light, you know?
Yeah.
So he was like, oh, you know, he was trying to be supportive, but he didn't want to, you know, it just seemed like he was very apprehensive.
But he did say, you should tell him how you're feeling.
And she, like, started crying.
And then she was like, oh, I really feel like I'm falling in love with him. And, but then, so the dad said, oh, tell him how you're feeling. And then she didn't tell him how she was feeling.
Also, the dad said that he would give her his approval, no matter what she decided, right? Like, yeah. He was like,
you know, like, I support you and your choices.
I just want you to know. But he said it kind of in his own rock star way or whatnot. But he's like, you know, I'll. It was kind of cryptic. Her dad's kind of cryptic a little bit.
I like it. I don't know.
Yeah.
So she doesn't tell him how she feels. He drives off and she's like tearing up. And then at the rose ceremony, she's like, I need to talk to you. And she's like, I didn't say everything I needed to say. But then he sends her home anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer. I actually thought they kind of fit well together.
I think they had the most physical chemistry.
Yeah. Although there was so much drama around her that he probably had a bunch of red flags in the back of his subconscious.
Do you think Maria is a contender for Bachelorette?
I don't think so.
No, you think she's too, like, spicy?
I think she's too spicy. And I think that she's doesn't come off as goody good as much. You know, they always want, like, the goody good. Like, think about it. Hannah Brown.
I know.
She's like, oh, I'm the goody good.
Which is why I feel like Lexi is kind of a front runner. The one who left with endometriosis, who wants to have kids. Which I know we discussed you being like, oh, well, it doesn't really make sense for her timeline either.
Honestly, it could be Rachel.
Rachel.
Like, she's kind of getting the edit because she's like, oh, I love you, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, if he breaks her heart, then yeah, they're going to want her to find love, you know?
For Rachel or Kelsey? Or both.
Kelsey, sorry.
I know that when asked, Joey said that he thought that either Rachel or Maria would make the best bachelorette.
Yeah.
Which I do think Rachel would make a good bachelorette.
That's kind of a messed up thing to ask him, though.
Right? Like, who won your season? And I'm like,
that's not right at all.
I still think Jen would make a good bachelorette who left last episode, but she got kind of desperate there at the end, which may have blown it for her. But I feel like if Daisy doesn't get picked in the end, they'll ask her 1,000% to be the bachelorette.
Think so?
Yeah, they'll be like, pretty blonde girl, tons of Instagram followers already. Like, she's a nice, sweet girl. You want to see her find love. Like, she's exactly what they want.
Maybe. Depends how well she handles the, if she leaves, if she just, like, up and stands them up, I don't think they'll have her.
No. We'll see, though.
But if I'm she curious. Turns them down, maybe.
Okay, so we are going to take a quick second to talk about this week's sponsor, and we'll be back to talk about Fantasy Suites. Hey
Hey, so let's talk dating. If we can be real for a moment, sometimes I feel like dating apps are designed to consume all of your free time. Am I right? I have friends that say it's pretty much a full-time gig. And people say, oh, we go on a date and all they do is show pictures of their ex. If that sounds familiar, then I have the app for you. Because these experiences aren't just frustrating, they can seriously mess with your head. And that's why I'm here to recommend you Once Dating App. It's a game changer. There is no effort required and you can start getting messages right off the bat. And the guys on there are actually quite decent. The best part, Once sends you a perfect match every day based on your interests. They handle all the heavy lifting so that you can focus on the fun stuff like chatting. And let's talk about mental health. Once is all about mindfulness and authenticity. You can have some seriously deep conversations with your Once matches. So if you're over the dating app roller coaster, Once is your go-to app. It's all about meeting incredible people who want real connections. No hookups, no mind games. You'll get a perfect match every day, and all you gotta do is hit that download button now and dive into some meaningful chats tonight. There's a link in the podcast description, and trust me, you won't regret it. Okay, so let's talk fantasy suites. We will kick it right off with Kelsey, who they went out boating and Andrew just kept talking about how cold it looked.
Yeah, it was like overcast, but then you find out they're in a tropical area.
Yeah, so he's like, maybe it was like warm and muggy, but it did look windy.
Yeah, they do make out and she says she loves him again.
Yeah, and like they spend the night together, obviously, because like she says she loved him. It would be weird if he was like, nah, you're not invited to fantasy suite. And
well, I think he likes her.
And in the morning, it makes it seem very obvious that they most likely slept together.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, cool.
Seems like he pretty much sleeps with all of them.
That's how the editing made it look. And I don't know if he actually did or if that's just like, I feel like a lot of times, even when they don't, they'll be like, look how smiley and giddy they are in the morning.
Yeah.
Something must have happened. It's like, what? They had a real conversation for the first time. And
the only person I don't think he slept with or possibly would be Rachel.
Yes, because, okay, so let's talk about her date. They go and they're like doing that same date they've done on multiple seasons where they jump into water off of platforms, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure they've done it from this exact location on previous
seasons. Even like a exclusive like hidden gem anymore.
Yeah, so when they jump in, Rachel comes up and he's like, are you okay? And she's like, oh, my jaw kind of hurts a little bit, like I hit it wrong. And then he's like, we have to go to the hospital right now. And they spend all day at the hospital. She gets x-rays and stuff done, and then they're like, you're fine.
Yeah,
send her on her way. But it's like, I feel like the whole time she was like, oh, it's not that big a deal. Like, it hurts, but it's not that big a deal. And he's like, we have to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
And I'm like, honestly, I'd be kind of annoyed if I were her. Like, yeah. I understand she was probably like, oh, he's trying to be caring and helpful. But it's like, if you have like a very minor injury and someone forces you to go get a million x-rays done.
I mean, honestly, I think that I would be annoyed either way. Like, if I was him, I would be annoyed that she made big deal out of nothing. And I would also be annoyed if I was her, if like he made a big deal out of nothing.
Well, she kept saying she was fine.
Yeah.
And he was like, we have to go. But I also don't know if the show like was like, oh, she hurt herself, we have to go to the hospital because of insurance reasons. So
could be.
That's where you're stuck all day. And then my first thought when she hurt her jaw was like, oh man, that ruins his fantasy suite night.
Oh, that was your first thought? That's where it went?
Well, okay. It's fantasy suite episode, so like, you know, that's what he's thinking. Which
I don't
really
know about that, but yeah.
Which I really like Rachel, but I don't know. Maybe she would make a really good bachelorette, just not, I don't know. I find her to be like entertaining at least.
We'll get Joey on the show. So Lindsay thinks that all you were thinking about during Rachel's date was
that her jaw was injured and that ruins your time.
Is that true? I don't know.
So then the last fantasy suite date was Daisy, and they go ATVing. And I said that I still think that that's his first pick, but she still has the most reservations.
I mean, I don't, she hasn't said it. She just, her demeanor kind of puts off like a cautious air.
Well, she's mentioned it several times too. Like, oh, I like where we're at, but I also know you're dating two other people. And like, I like where we're going, but I'm not ready for an engagement. Like, she's very much like one foot in, one foot out kind of deal. Which is interesting. And then near the end of this episode, Joey gets a date, or not a date. He gets a card. I'm so used to saying date card. He gets a card that says, "We need to talk," from Kelsey. And of course he's like, oh my God, she's going to leave me. And then come to find out that "we need to talk" is just, oh, I miss spending time with you. And it's like, yeah.
I mean, it's heartfelt. She also wants him. She wants to be with him. So,
I mean, it just made it more dramatic for editing for them to be like, look, he gets a card saying we need to talk.
I don't know if that was producer manipulated.
Oh, yeah.
I do think that it would be a little bit like of a red flag for him, though, just because like it's clingy.
Well, I guess he was terrified that she was going to send herself home.
Oh, okay.
Because of how it was written.
Yeah.
So then he's like, oh, thank God, she's not sending herself home. She still is into me.
Yeah.
I think he likes the kind of clinginess.
No, honestly, think it's fine. I mean, I think they're fine together. I think she's a fine woman.
Yeah. So Rachel ends up going home this episode, which is kind of a bummer because her date got kind of ruined by the injury. And then, but I think he probably had his mind made up even before the dates happened.
Yeah.
So that's it for this episode. Next episode, we have the women tell all, and then we have finale.
Yeah.
We're right here at the end.
We're going to be wrapping it up here in a minute.
So your pick for the end of the season went home. Who's your current pick? Are you thinking Daisy, or do you think he's going to go Kelsey?
Well, I think he's going to choose Daisy, but I think he fits better with Kelsey. And I don't think Rachel's really in the picture anymore.
I mean, what happens if, like, maybe Daisy goes home, he decides not to choose Kelsey. What if he goes back and, like, goes after Maria?
I just don't see that happening. I don't think he vibes.
I don't think he has the guts to, like,
the guts
to make a big gesture like that.
I just don't think he vibes well with her, like, family orientated, like, you know, he seems like the type of person that wants space
over Maria.
Well,
like, I feel like, did she not have space with her family?
Maria?
Yeah.
Maria had space with her family, but he sent her home.
So I know. I'm saying, what if at the end of this, he's like, I don't want to be with either of these women. And he goes back and is like, Maria, I made a mistake. I didn't mean to send you home. No. I was saying, I don't think he has the guts to do something like that.
The guts.
And I think she's like too spicy and spunky for him. So I think he likes the idea of being with someone like Maria, but I don't think he like has the balls for it.
Honestly, I just always question how much I really even know anybody in this show, like, because it's so producer influenced and like,
they edit it to make it look a certain way.
Yeah. And like, I don't even think I really even know what Joey's into. And I don't even know if he knows what he's into.
Oh, we did forget to mention that they had the Golden Bachelor women come on and give all the girls advice.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're really pushing these Golden Bachelor women on us, like, still. It's like the show ended how long ago, and you're still trying to get them on every show. Like, they're starting a podcast specifically, like, hosted by them.
I miss when things just, like, would be wrapped up, you know?
Be like, okay, the season's over, done.
Like, wrap it up. If you want to go and like have them on later, whatever, like, because it's part of the show.
Yeah.
But like, I don't need how do you say it? Like a encore, like a spinoff. I don't need that. I just need a wrap up. And then if I want to follow those people, I'll go. They don't need to be tied. Everything doesn't need to be tied to the show.
You like, know? They don't need to be part of Bachelor Nation and every show and every podcast for the end of time.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is it for this episode, and we will talk to you next week.